There's a moment in Max Payne 3 where you like you can turn on TVs, and most of the time they're like goofy things like they were in Max Payne 1 and 2. But sometimes they're newscasts about you and like or about just things in the game. One is about like a former bodyguard being pursued in relation to this crazy thing that happened. And Max Payne's like, ugh, all the shit going on and this is what the news is about. Like implying sensationalist reporters like, you know, ignoring the real story. No, you fucking crazy fuck. You have killed more humans individually than any other person who has ever lived on the planet. Like, you have personally put more bullets in more individual people's brains than anyone who's ever lived, ever. Like, in the world of Max Payne, there can't possibly be another person who's ever lived who's killed more people himself personally,
right.
Not by an order,
right.
But
not Genghis Khan, right.
Right, than Max Payne. If Max Payne was a real guy, he would be the subject of every single local and national and international and global newscast, newspaper, internet site.
For a decade.
For as long as he was alive.
Right.
Like, he would never stop being... Could you even imagine if this was something that existed in the world? If there was a single man who evaded capture and imprisonment and trial of any kind...
While murdering 700 people or whatever?
Yeah, like a day. I mean, can you even imagine...
And then, like, we're looking back and we've discovered that at two previous times in this man's life, this has happened.
Yeah, like, the fact that he can even show his face in an urban environment is just outrageous. The fact that anybody doesn't immediately know everything about his life and face and location at all times is completely implausible. And the notion that he
Well, he
would
looked
be,
different before, so they don't
that's
recognize
true.
That.
That's true, yeah.
He kept that one
this
face
weird,
on the first time.
Bearded guy. Yeah. Nobody knows who the hell that is.